cut day said the thing the practice field hasn't yet. Breece Hall is on the Jets' initial 53-man roster with no injury designation of any kind, per Connor Long at Jets X Factor. Not on injured reserve, not on the physically unable to perform list, and the distinction carries real information, because the Jets use those tools liberally on the same day. The team's own August 30th transaction page, from Eric Allen and Amanda Vogt, sent Chip Trayanum, Trey Brown, and Mykal Walker to season-ending injured reserve, put Tyler Barron on reserve, PUP, and used the designated-to-return version of injured reserve twice, on Inez Cooper and VJ Payne. Every one of those was available for Hall. None was used. A team managing a back it doubted for September had cleaner options than a clean roster spot. What cut day did not say is that he has practiced. No report in the window puts him back in a team period, but there is one piece of physical evidence in the file. The team's August 25th practice report, from Vogt and Allen at the team's site, says the Jets continue to target week one for Hall, tight end Kenyon Sadiq and cornerback D'Angelo Pons, and that all three did some running on an adjacent field. A side field is not a practice field, and we are not going to call it one. He is not mentioned in Friday's preseason finale, a 23-6 loss to the Giants that the Jets played with most of their starters on the sideline. So the honest status is a roster spot, a jog on a side field, and a stated target, not a return. The room underneath him changed shape while he rehabbed. Trayanum, who led the opening drive in the finale, left it with a neck injury and went to season-ending injured reserve per Long and the team's ledger, and Isaiah Davis, out with a knee injury when the prior episode was written, is on the 53 per Long's account of the running back room. 8 days ago, this episode was about a bitter irony. A back whose June file worried only about his receiving role got hurt catching a pass from Geno Smith, and Aaron Glenn set a 2 to 3 week clock that runs out before the September 13th opener. That clock is still running, and this week moved it from a question mark toward a roster spot. The cutdown handling is exactly consistent with the week one return the team keeps naming. The half we asked about that stays unanswered is the practice half. No return to practice date exists in any reporting. We'll check back as week one comes into focus. Data via NFLverse.